His next album was, where's the name of it here? Music from the Motion Picture Under a Cherry Moon. I don't know how well that went. How'd it go, Patricia?
It didn't. It actually wasn't released in Australia. It just came out straight on video.
You have to go closer to the microphone, actually.
Sorry? It didn't. It didn't reach the cinemas here because it didn't do that well in America. The album did well, but the movie didn't. In Australia, you can only get it on video. It wasn't... Right.
Can you still get that on video? Where
yes,
can you get it from?
Any video store that keeps good videos. I think it is.
Yeah, she's getting very excited over there. Well, we're going to hear Mountains and Kiss from that album. We'll probably have a little break while we jump tracks. Here we go, Mountains. This is from Graffiti Bridge, another album. We've got a few to go, but I think we may finish up tonight. We're not playing a track from every album. So let's see how we go.
Love, come quick. now come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight. Save me from all this cold despair. I can hang when you're around, but I surely die if you're not there. Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. I feel like I'm looking for my soul.
Broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Ooh, that's Party Man on Batman. We're trying to cover everything here, so we're cutting songs and trying to beat the clock. We've got Cream coming up next. We just went on to the next track. We apologise for that. We've covered nearly every album of his tonight just by playing one or two songs. It was a bit boring for some people, but next time I've been told that a guy's actually done a special on the Beatles. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully it won't be too long, because there's a lot of music there to be played by the Beatles. But hopefully we can do a better production than what we've done tonight. But we've enjoyed ourselves as it gets to the tail end of our broadcast. And now we have Cream. Patricia, you got anything to say about Cream?
No, I just saw through all the guys who wanted to know who those two girls are. Their names are Rabia Lamart and Laurie Werner.
Have you got their phone numbers?
No, but Prince was once asked if he had any relationship with either of them, and he answered, and both I quote, having stimulating friendships.
I was a bit worried what she was going to say there, Kim.
Yeah, well, we're just about to dump you then, just in case.
And that's it, basically.
Oh. You just cut our life short by 7 seconds.
Oh, we'll go to Cream. Oh, Daddy. What have we got here? Track, we got
track
Daddy
two.
Pop. The one that you
track two.
Track four.
Ah.
It's still live to me.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We'll do it now.
Ad living.
Community radio.
At its
work.
You were lucky that you're lucky I noticed that microphone. I was about to say something.
Mm. This is community radio, probably at its worst it's been this week, but we apologise and we're having fun as we're winding up. I haven't had dinner yet and I'm tired, and that's why it's going on.
And you stink as well.
Thank you. I haven't had a shower either.
I know, I'm seeing you next year.
Thank you.
You're listening to SWRFM. Time is 2 minutes past 11. Well, we're slipping into our last 58 minutes for this first test broadcast, and we've all decided that we're going to go out and search and play some songs for our listeners who've supported us for the last 7 days, and some of our friends who've supported us, and our families, and everyone who's been around here supporting us. We're going to play some songs for them. Paul, of course, has gone to find the monster song, I expect. No?
No, that's something.
No, he's going to find something nice as well. So to all our listeners, we're going to provide you with some music which we've chosen that sort of sums up what SWRFM has done in the last 7 days and where it's going to go in the future. And to kick it off, I'll choose this track as my first. This is World Party and Message in a Box by way of FM Stereo.
Message in the box, put the box into the car,
on SWRFM. The message is in the box. If you want that message to be a permanent fixture, then write to us at SWRFM. Now, we've done a deal, and the deal is that you can actually drop your letters off to various businesses in the local area, as well as you can send us a mail via mail to our PO box. You can drop your letters off at Grace Brothers Blacktown in the confectionery section on Level 1. Also, Eddie Sellers Cycle is taking mails for us at Shop 3 Rooty Hill Plaza, Rooty Hill Road North, Lanale at Mount Jewett and Blacktown. They're located in the Grace Brothers building in both those areas. So you can drop your letters off to those particular places or send them to PO Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747. All right, the live cutting off the cake. My friends have gone out here and have got me a cake. This test broadcast has been great because we've made some new friends and brought a few close friends closer together. So
maybe a little too close.
So Ken's coming in here now, and we're going to have the live cutting off the cake on. He's in the other studio, is he?
He's coming.
Oh, I've got
to
wait now.
Pad out.
Okay. 11 minutes past 8 on SWRFM. The mic level is very high. And he's going to...
We can have that ambience in stereo for our listeners.
Okay.
I'm here. I got some Billy Idol.
Oh, good. Good, okay. Are we going to apologise to who? Donna and Leah?
Leah. Okay. We'll play another one.
All right, okay.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you very much, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look, that's great.
Chocolate cake.
Oh, 25. Yummy. Chocolate cake.
25 today,
yes.
25
yes.
today.
Is that
yes.
the figures the right way around? Or?
No, no, no. That's right, Lord. I assure you, Lord, that is correct. I'm only 25. Oh, he didn't get the action, Lloyd. I'll do it in slow motion for you.
No, he did earlier. There we are.
There we go. Okay, great. Well, there's so much music to play. I just thank my friends very much for that. That's really great, guys. I'll be playing a track from there for them in a few moments. But anyway, for my other friends, one of our most avid listeners, I'll pan back into stereo, into mono mode again.
Not Kim Masters again.
To one of to a very good friend of mine, I always call her my special little listener. So this one is Metallica, and
guess who it's
with? Okay, 10 minutes past 11. Thank you.
treated myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Hold these words, I don't just say, and nothing else matters. Trust I seek, and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind.
On SWRFM, that is Metallica, and my kid has requested that song about 8 times, and I finally
got
decided.
It about 8 times too.
No, that's actually the first time it's been played. Well, I don't really care, Ken. I don't want to know your personal life. 16 minutes past 11, we're wrapping it up at 12, and we're having a bit of a party. I'd just like to thank Mrs. Zaba. Actually, I won't play that request just yet. I'll play a song for Mrs. Zaba. She's done a great job on the cake, and I'm about to tuck into some. Mrs. Zaba, for you, from me, this is the Psychedelic Furs, and this one is called Heartbreak Beat on SWR.
Oh, excellent song. This is truly
FM.
An excellent song. This is excellent. Every time that you fall.
on SWRFM. That is the Psychedelic Furs and Heartbreak Beat. And I play that for Mrs. Zabo, who has baked me a cake, and it is beautiful. And everyone's been eating it, and it is just great. And I really, really appreciate it. Sorry?
We've got the radio on.
Well, community radio. I'll tell you what community radio means to me, and then we'll go around the room.
Go around the white room, shall we?
Yes, all right. Community radio to me is what my birthday has been today. This morning when I got on air at about 8 o'clock and I said, today's my birthday and I'm going to play songs for myself, that phone rang for 45 minutes, and that's community radio. Community radio is Mrs. Zabo making me a cake. Community radio is my staff listening all day down where I work. Community radio is Greg and Erna coming in and playing a song for me, or Paul dedicating a whole hour to the songs I hate the most as a birthday present to me.
Is that the Prince one or what?
Yeah. Community radio is Colleen calling me first thing this morning and wishing me a happy birthday, or Ken humiliating me for the last 3 hours on community radio. Yeah, that's right. I was about to cut him off. Community radio is what we've set out for it to be in this area, and that is fun. It's really something we've strived and we've worked very hard as a team to achieve. Whoever says teamwork doesn't achieve, that's a load of, well, let's just say community radio at Penrith and Paul will understand. And so will the others who... Okay, Lloyd, that signs your ticket away. Community radio is what we've strived out to make it here. It's to be fun, and that's what we've tried to strive for. It's been fun. We're all sitting around here and we're all dead tired. And we all could use, you know, at least 12 hours of sleep to get us back into kilter. But it's been fun. All the way along, it's been fun. I've worked on community radio before, and it's not been fun. And I think Ken and Paul will agree with me. We've been involved in all kinds of stuff, and it's never been fun. But this time, we've come up with the goods, and the community has supported us all the way along. That's what community radio is to me. Sorry?
We still need input from the community.
But we still need input. That's right across. But we'll get to that. Paul, what does community radio mean to you?
Community radio is the community on the radio.
Okay. Lloyd?
They can get into the radio whenever they need to. Not something that you have to qualify to get into. It's something that's different, not the same everyday stuff that you hear on top 40 radio stations and all that. So yeah. It provides the alternative.
Yeah. Some of the people who've been listening to our station this week, this test broadcast, have rung up and said that they've enjoyed listening to the change of music and of producers and panel operators over the times, and they've been listening to everything from Datura right up to Mozart, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. Community. Well, one of the other interesting things that's occurred through us, Paul and I have been friends for a long time, and Ken has come along in the last year and become very good friends, as have Greg and Erna in the last 48 hours have come in and become good friends. That's what community radio is about, really, you know, bringing friends together, and you play your music and you say whatever you have to say, and you go away and make new friends. And that's another thing that we've strived for, to try to make friends. But we've also had, you know, I mean, we really have to thank the support that we've had from family and friends, like, for instance, Colleen. Colleen Jones, Ken's wife, who will play a track for in a moment.
Yes, and whose bouquet of flowers is still looking beautiful over there in the corner.
That's right.
We haven't had to water them yet.
Well, we haven't had to water them either. People like Colleen who've just got behind us and helped us out a lot. Colleen has been a great help to me in the last few days anyway, by way of just keeping me alive with the food. That's been great. She makes the best tortellini. So that's what I say anyway. And Marquita has really been of great help. She's come out from... Ken, I'm going to throw something at you in a minute. Marquita has been of great help. Also, Jeff Lawson. Jeff Lawson has been of great help to us all.
He's been staying here over several nights to help in the security.
That's right. Jeff Lawson, Peter Chambers. We shan't forget Peter. Peter has helped Michelle. Josh, the staff at Market Town.
Peter has been particularly instrumental. He helped in setting up, actually physically setting up the station, and will of course help tomorrow packing it up, something which a lot of people forget about.
Especially when we're happening in here tonight.
And of course Erna, who came in off the phone the other day and said, oh, you know, can I help? And I said, yeah, you're more than welcome. And Erna's been here ever since, lending us heaps of support and sort of carrying us along by answering phones and helping us out with the bands. And Greg came along yesterday afternoon and was the same. It's been great. This community radio has been fun. Ken, what does community radio mean to you?
Information to the people.
Oh, God, you people are so boring.
Apart from that, well, I like to cover eye openers, so that's what it's to do, provide information to the community for the community.
We're going Robert, around the room.
What's community radio?
Robert Katiza.
He's just gone blank. He's helped us out by sponsoring us. Now, we take... Can I be heard there?
Yeah, you can be heard.
Sponsors. Now, we don't always just want money for sponsorship. We can do with services. Robert is providing video facilities for us so that we can actually record what we're doing so that it can be presented to the community so they can see in video form what we're doing. And we appreciate stuff like that. So if you've got anything that you might be chucking out, electronic equipment that you might be replacing.
Yeah, a couple of video cameras and stuff like that.
Fax machines, yeah. Things like that. I mean, fax machine would be very good.
No,
we're a voluntary organisation and not getting paid.
Yeah.
That's what I think community should be. We will help the community by promoting them on air, and in return they assist us.